Him, he will be faithful to be found tonight. let's make this our heart's cry in prayer.
Open my eyes.
I want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Jesus.
Maybe we could do something a little different tonight. Brother Eddie and I spoke earlier this week, and he talked about being up here tonight. And there was a thought about me being able to kind of slip away and have a night off and give you a night off. There's a part of me that feels like I have spoken endlessly since I've been here. And I thought, Lord, it would be good to hear another voice. And then this afternoon, Brother Eddie just wasn't able to get out in time to be here for our meeting. And so I kind of felt a little bit disappointed and frustrated because I would have to be here again. Not that I didn't want to be here, but I felt like I didn't want to talk. And I will, if the Lord leads that way. And I don't know otherwise at this point, but we just sang, open my ears, I want to hear, help me to listen, and maybe it was a little bit of the Lord prompting my frustration and that song being played before. Maybe we could do something just a little bit different that might satisfy my heart and your heart, and I pray God's heart. We are so attuned and accustomed to having to fill silence and always have either a song or praise or a word, and those things are all good and necessary, but we're losing the ability to be quiet before God. Maybe it would be good for us as we begin our service tonight to just get quiet before God as we have been in these moments. But I would encourage you maybe just go to your knees if you're able to. Just shut yourself in with God. And and hear his voice. Hear his word for you personally tonight. And so let's sing that song one more time. And as we sing that, if you're able to, go to your knees. If you want to find maybe a quiet spot in a corner or away, let's just wait on God tonight as we begin. Hear his voice.